Presentation of Another Voice on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that SolarWorks offers public going solar workshops to answer all your questions about solar electricity. More information at solarworksca.com.
Erica and Tricia are first-time mothers of baby girls. The two women didn't know each other before they became mothers, but they were fated to become fast friends. Their daughters were born on the same August day last summer at different Santa Rosa hospitals. Both mothers gave their babies names that start with the same letter. Erica's daughter's name is Destiny. Tricia's little girl is called Dionysia. Both babies have Down syndrome. The mothers met because they share the same therapist from the Easter Seals Early Intervention Program for Children with Disabilities, and they also belong to the Sonoma County Down Syndrome Support Group, which is sponsored by Becoming Independent, the service agency for people with disabilities. Now the two moms and babies regularly get together for play dates, like they did a few days before Mother's Day. The four sat on a blanket in Trisha's living room, the mothers feeding and jollying their 8-month-old babies, Destiny, who has a tiny earring and brilliant smile, and Dionysia, who has dark, silky hair and is eager to crawl. You don't have to be around these mothers long to know that they consider their babies and themselves more normal than not, even though others might want to make the mothers heroic and their children tragic. For these mothers, their babies are simply their children. Erica says, "All babies are different. Destiny's normal to me." And Tricia says they play, they eat, they sleep, they poop, like all babies. That is not to say they don't recognize the extra challenges of Down syndrome. Erica has a little brother with Downs, and even though the condition is not considered hereditary, she tested early in her pregnancy and discovered her baby likely had the genetic disorder. Tricia did not suspect, and when Dionysia was born, she had two defining experiences that set her up for how the world was going to view her child. Following the birth, a pediatrician walked into her room and solemnly told Tricia that her baby had Down syndrome. He made it sound like it was a bad thing, says Tricia, still incensed by the negativity with which he delivered the news. "I thought, how dare you? I am so happy to have this baby. I carried her for 9 months, and I will do the best for her I can." But after the doctor's bad news visit, in marched a troop of mothers from the Down Syndrome Support Group with flowers, a gift basket, baby pajamas, and good news about therapy programs, special services, and experts to answer all her questions. Tricia says it was the best thing that could happen, to be greeted by total strangers welcoming her and her baby to the community. Down syndrome occurs in 1 out of 800 to 1,000 births. Erica and Tricia don't know why it happened to their babies. Tricia thinks it might have to do with her age. She is 43, and mothers over age 35 have a higher chance of having a baby with a condition. But Erica is only 18, a high school senior who will graduate in June. That's another thing about these two mothers. Despite their 25-year age gap, theirs is a comfortable and natural friendship. They talk like all mothers, sharing their hopes and plans, which right now focus on doing leg-strengthening exercises to prepare their babies to walk. The mothers are not doing it by themselves. The baby's fathers and grandparents are all very much involved. But now the mothers have a new best friend, and so do their little girls. For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.